Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, yesterday morning, as I was leaving, actually about to go to work, maybe 4:30 a.m., I'm driving out, then I decide, you know what? Let me turn off these sprinklers because I don't want them to call on while I'm not around, right? So I get out, I'm jogging, I'm literally jogging in the yard, and my dogs come running, tumbling and tussling, and they hit me. So when they hit me, I fall, I twist my ankle. I actually heard like a pop. I was like, pop.
Whoa.
Then I was like, yeah.
Oh, so you heard it.
Yeah, I heard it. Anyway, now I'm on the floor.
So yesterday when you said, I'm in agony, you actually meant it.
Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
Yeah, so I'm on the floor. Yeah. My one dog, he weighs like 50 kgs and is only 11 months old. So anyway, he hit me. But now he's looking at me like, yo. So I get up.
Yeah.
And I limp and I turn off the sprinklers. I get back in the car.
No, wait. But
and I come to work.
You said you were doing a Rambo move.
No, obviously, I had to like exaggerate, you know. But I was kind of moving like a commando on the floor, you know. So anyway, and I could see Thor. He was looking at me like, what's going on? Did I hurt him? Whatever, you know. Then I get up, I get in the car, and I come to work. Literally limping. I come in here, we do the show, cool. Then I go back home. I've got very happy dogs. Like, they're always running around, you know. And generally when I come in, they'll run to the gate and they'll run alongside the driveway, yada, yada, yada. So yesterday when I got out now from work, they could see that I was hurt. And I'm telling you, they were sad too.
Oh, shit.
In fact, I think they're feeling guilty for hurting me. I'm serious. You see, I knew that Saul was going to say that.
Come on, it's dogs.
I knew, because you a hater. You are a hater.
No, but dogs are very empathetic.
So you know what I did, Saul?
Yeah.
Preempting your response.
Yeah.
I got my vet on the line. I called her yesterday and I said, hey, Tay, I need you to come defend me here. Because I knew Saul was going to be a skeptic. So good morning, Tay. How's it going?
You good.
Good morning. I'm well, and you guys?
We are well, thanks. So I know, for example, whenever I'm riding my horse,
this story is such a classic Thor and Coco story. I have to say, this fits their vibe completely.
Yeah. So anyway, Saul doesn't believe that they are capable of feeling guilt. Is that possible? What are your thoughts? Tay?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Not really.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going on with the line now. Can you hear us now?
I'm just going to log out and log in again. Is that fine?
You can try. Can you hear us now?
I think she's in the process of logging out. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So anyway, my horses, for example, dude, horses are so intuitive. They can even sense if you're heartbroken.
But remember, that's why we have animals that are there for emotional support. You've got dogs and cats and horses, more specifically, are quite intuitive. So they are very empathetic when it comes to emotions. They are very much in tune.
It must be then breed specific, because there are some dogs or some breeds that are just vicious.
I don't think it's breed specific.
There's breeds that are just vicious.
No, it depends how you raise them.
They
even
attack their owner.
Yes, but that's not to say that they wouldn't feel empathy for the owner. It just depends how you raise the dog. So, for example, if you raise a dog and you are always very violent towards the dog, then obviously the dog is going to want to protect itself against you. It doesn't view you as a friend or an ally. It views you as an enemy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you raise a dog and you're always caring for the dog, it knows, no, this is not an enemy.
Yeah, and it becomes protective of you. So when something bad happens to you, they're fully aware, like in this instance with Sizwe, they're fully aware that chances are we did something wrong to cause this. So I kind of hear the guilt. I kind of hear it.
I'm telling you, yesterday they were chilling, bro. They were very sheepish. Let's see if you got Tay back on the line. Tay, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, cool. So, tell me, do you think it's possible for dogs to feel guilt?
Well, there's a long answer and there's a short answer. So, which answer would you like?
How long is the long one? Let's start with that.
Okay, so if we're going to go from a veterinary perspective, and you've called a professional, so you're going to get a professional answer. Sorry. So as we know, dogs are super good at reading our body language. I mean, they do lack any other means to communicate with us. And if we consider the process of domestication, they were bred in order to cohabitate. So basically, we selected dogs that seemed to understand us and that were willing to put up with us. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that dogs are highly intuitive and understands our emotions to a degree that, you know, often it exceeds our expectations. So if we boil it down and rationalize it, we could say that dogs have an understanding of cause and effect. So that is to say that Coco and Thor were able to identify that their action caused you discomfort and pain. And in order to cohabitate or live in harmony with you, they exhibited appeasement behaviors. Uh-huh. And you perceived that as guilt. You were like, they're feeling bad.
Okay.
So, you know, in a way, a dog's behavioral guilt can be a reflection on us as owners. Mm. So on how we express ourselves and how we discipline for our animals. So for example, a dog may learn what our tone of voice means and what that means for them. So perhaps they're used to being punished or being denied treat time, and their response is to look absolutely pathetic and slink around and sulk around in order to avoid, you know, any punishment. And some would say that is actually guilt. That is them feeling guilt, you know, like a kid.
Mm.
I was about to say, sound like they basically children.
Yeah, so I mean, often, you know, in behavioral studies, we'll equate the intelligence of an animal to that of a 5 or 6-year-old, which is actually quite high. I mean, if you've spent some time around a 6-year-old, which I recently did, my sister-in-law, and I was like, damn, this kid is actually smart.
Because that was going to be my next question, right? In terms of cognitive ability, like, what kind of a memory span do dogs have? Like, will they remember something that happened a week ago, for example?
So, you know, it's not the traditional sense of memory that we have. Remember, their memories are formed around the smell of something, the taste of something, the vibrations in the air. So it's not that they can recall a picture like they remember you sitting at the table and, you know, eating your breakfast. It's that they remember the smell of it. They remember your interaction with them. So, yes, they do have a good memory, but it's completely different to what we think memory is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. That's where we're going to leave it. But enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. You're welcome back anytime. So that's Tay, the local vet. So I hope you understand now. I wasn't lying, fam.
I get that dogs can feel stuff.
Yeah.
But you were expecting, like she said, expecting the guilt. But it may not have been guilt. They were probably thinking, what happened to him? They probably even forgot the incident and that they caused the harm.
Hey, Saul, bakjeli var out here. Lento ikuluma usi, that's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. If your dog will hurt you unintentionally, definitely it's going to feel it. And there are things that it's going to stop doing in terms of the happiness when it sees you. Yeah, so it happens, Saul. Aksa
maanga top. Thank you.
As we were talking, I'm thinking, Usizo has just been hammered by Saul's hammer. Bakshage like me, you know, to know. Man, sorry, man, to hear about, you know, the incident. But it's actually funny. It's funny. And yeah, I don't think they remember, you know, because my brother-in-law was attacked by his Rottweiler, you know, as he forgot something and then the remote-controlled gate was not opening. And then Easy come flying at his master. So it happens, Izzy. It happens.
So, you know, when I was growing up, Glenn had a show, I think it was titled Route 3 to 6 or something like that. And he had these dogs, Skilo and Pebbles.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, I remember Skilo and Pebbles.
Mm. Probably the most famous dogs ever. They used to do mixes even, Skilo and Pebbles. I'm telling you. So Glenn Zito, I don't know. Tell us what happened to Skilo and Pebbles. Obviously, dogs don't live that long. They live like maybe 20 years max. So I'm sure they died now. Are dogs capable of feeling guilt?
I just want to understand, you know? So, I understand ukuthi you speak to your dogs, maybe you speak to them nge-English. So, this is a selokishini, abo bobi, nabo sport, masba kiphela ngaphandle, sithi phuma, phuma, hamba ngaphandle. Manje, if I were to come to your house, and then I tell your dog, ukuthi phuma, izongizwa. I just want you to please help me understand if the dogs can distinguish ama languages or bayezwa. Masikhuluma nabo isiZulu or isiLungu, please.
So, the simple answer is no. But dogs can learn words. They can learn up to like maybe 21 words.
Oh, wow.
And then you obviously need to enforce what these words mean. So if I say eat, the dog doesn't understand what eat means. But if, for example, like say every time I go eat, then I put food in front of the dog. Then if the dog eats, then I go, yes, good boy, good boy. Then the dog eventually understands that when I say eat, it's time to
eat. It understands the sound.
So it's not that it understands English. Mm-hmm. It just knows eat. It's not going to know that, right? So you got to think of it in that context.
Wow. Good morning, Tim. Hey, Sol.
That is nothing but the truth. I've got two Jack Russells. Hey, Liza Zintolize. Azirasi Zinom Sindos near Havoc. When they jump for you, they will hurt you. But the minute you start screaming or ubanga to uncomfortable, they stop and they change. Like the way back Beranga Korn, you could see what's ish. Oh, but I love dogs, guys. Who doesn't love dogs? Yo.
But I heard her.
Oh, definitely, they do feel guilt. My puppy scratched my little one, my granddaughter, on a 1 year. And then she screamed and sat down. You know what this dog did? It came around and if no glibele imhlalisa phansi idlala naye ifaka ikhanda ngaphansi kwakhe yazi ubona nje ukuthi the way imbheke ngakhona imzwela ubuhlungu and iyaxolisa. No, they do have that thing ukuthi ba guilty.
Sometimes they'll even lick the wound because dogs have paws, right? And the paws have claws at the end, and they obviously they forget that they've got claws, so when they jump on you, they thinking they're just playing around, and then the paws may scratch you. And then you'll see that, oh man, now they've seen that they've hurt you, they'll even try and lick the wound.
I think when you love a dog, you obviously will always view and try to translate things it does with empathy and thinking it's coming from a good place.
Okay.
It's in your head, man.
So yes, dogs do feel guilt. Tina or Bruno will like take down our washing from the line, and ubona ngaye where he would go into he'll go and hide. Yeah, when we come back, let's say we were out, because that's when the naughtiness happens, when like we leave the washing and we go out, then he'll take things off the washing line. But you do see he feels guilty. He will hide. He will do all these funny faces that dogs do. Yeah, they do.
Exactly. You'll even be embarrassed and be sheepish. You can see it in his eyes.
He's all. Oh, we ask now. We don't go any force now. We have ask any breed, especially like it. The breed, attend me. We are easy on our own. Sympathize on our team, dot. We born under the same port in our own dot. In the tea, oh, we are as in the double. Home for it. Oh, my coat to me call home for it. Oh, my itchy. So we are carving with young lady. Let's each other sympathize on our team for it.
No, I likely to believe really it's true. Obviously, dogs are very sensitive and dogs can feel you and they could understand you so much. I've got 4 pit bulls, 2 smaller ones and 2 big. They are so jolly and loving. And I truly believe that when you are head, they will always come to you and shake even your hand for that matter, like brushing you, licking you, wanting to smell everything. Dogs are very protective and I love dogs. Thank you so much. Sizwe is telling the truth.
Thank you very much.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.